The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this last day of April 2018, April 30th.
Hey, John, in a you-scratch-my-back scenario, an equal exchange, what is America getting out of this from Israel, giving all this money? What are we getting in return other than increasing our national debt? Where is the scratching of the American back? What are we getting out of this whole deal?
Well, and I would like some enterprising journalist to stand up and ask the question. The next time one of these heads of an NGO or a talking peace person for the Pentagon or the military-industrial complex or whatever, the next time that it's mentioned that our indispensable friend, Israel, in the Middle East, they should ask the question, why? Yeah. It's never been asked, to my knowledge. Why are they indispensable friends? And what have they shown for all of this money and all this support?
Right. You know, you ask that question, and they're going to come back and say you're an anti-Semite. Just for asking that question. You're not supposed to ask questions. You're not supposed to question Israel, if you haven't figured that out. You cannot ask questions to Israel about this and that. If you ask questions that are a little uncomfortable, you're an anti-Semite.
By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. That just rung a bell here. I'm hoping. I had a little problem. I put over 30 stories over the weekend to be posted, and some of them didn't make it. And I'll see if I can find the story here. Well, let's just take some calls, and I'll be able to dig up the story here if I can. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Howdy.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going tonight? Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to mention, bring up, as you said, what would people do if they finally found out that things are not the way they seem? I think they do exactly what they're doing right now. They'd ignore it. Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, but I think that's what most people do when you confront them with something that's absolutely truthful and you have the facts. Here's a file full of facts. There's nothing in this file that can be said to be fake. Here's the truth. Here it is, right for you. Here, I'm handing it to you. You can read this for yourself. If you don't believe it, fine, don't believe it. But don't call me crazy because I handed you the facts. Here they are. And that's what's happened. More than anything else, people are so narcotized they don't understand. They don't care.
Well,
they don't want to care.
Well,
I'm sorry to say that.
But. Well, Tim, I'll disagree with you a little bit because there was a national fervor going on prior to Trump being elected. This happened during the Obama administration. It was certainly the keener eyes were looking at George Bush. You know, the reasons why we went in, and of course it was totally unconnected, September 11, 2001. That whole thing was fake, which, by the way, we got to carve out some time here, Steve, because guess what's happening? They're going after the 9/11 Commission and the whole ball of wax on 9/11. So, Tim, I don't know. I won't say I won't say Americans don't care, but there are things that supplant what they care about from one day to the next. Yeah. Whether it's
go on. I understand what you're saying. I understand exactly that, but I'm still of the opinion, sorry to say, that's not a fact, I'm of the opinion that most people will pay very little attention until something else takes the place of it, and it seems dull because, well, it's fact. You know, fact isn't exciting, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, it sure is exciting when you find out what's all behind what's happened because of those facts, because of those things that have been done. It's pretty exciting.
Tim, let me add something to that real quick. I agree with you and I disagree with you. I think depending on the severity of what we're talking about here, I think people would say, you know, I'm not going to listen to the laws anymore. I'm going to do my own thing. The government would collapse. And there's another part of it is that if you identify a problem, you actually have to find a solution. And some people are just rather just stick their head in the sand. And let me give you a little scenario about it. I know a guy that said, well, I've got this growth on the side of my face. He should have gone to the doctor. I told him to go to the doctor. I theorized he had oral cancer, and you know what? He didn't do it. You know why he didn't go to the doctor? Because he hated to get the confirmation to say, hey, you got oral cancer, because then he'd have to figure out a solution to his problem. So I think Americans are kind of that way sometimes. If you identify a problem, then you have to find a solution, and some people would rather just go to sleep and say, maybe I'll feel better in the morning and forget about this problem. So I would like to think that some people would say, I'm going to do something about this, be active. And, you know, if the government collapsed, if it turned out to be true, what I'm saying is true with JFK and many other things. I think this is a long laundry list, like John said. There's many, many things. We are being blackmailed. My theory, we are being blackmailed to stay silent and keep playing the game and keep writing the checks. Because we're not getting any of that.
Right. Yeah. Or it could be just as simple that we have a bunch of people. There's a shadow government within our own government that is there for greed, for arms manufacturing. If you noticed, all these wars that we're involved in that aren't declared wars, where's the bell that says, ding, 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 you won? There's no winning anything. There's no objectives. Yeah. There's, you know, the missions aren't spelled out. The objective for war is to defeat the enemy. The enemy is the enemy because of what? Okay, and every damn time you turn around concerning the Middle East, it's nothing but war hawk propaganda. We went 17 years, we're going on a couple of decades now, we've gone 17 years with George Bush and his supposedly Saddam Hussein is a terrorist and killing his own people, and we have to go into the Middle East and straighten this guy out because it depends on our national security. Didn't have a damn thing. Any of these countries, up to and including Iran, up to and including Iran, it poses no direct threat to the United States. None whatsoever.
Right.
And you know, if it's the oil, you know, there's many countries around the world, even Mexico, Venezuela, the United States. We got oil that are coming, it's coming out of every orifice that we have. So we don't need any of this. The oil bourse is no longer on. That's been broken apart. So why exactly are we still there? It makes absolutely no sense. None.
Well, we're exerting our power around the world, which is probably, someone's power anyway. Someone's behind us doing what we do. As you said, it's a shadow government. It's the people who are really in control. We don't know. I mean, we know some of them, but we don't know all of them. And ultimately, it just becomes evil triumphing over good because good men are doing nothing. And unfortunately, I'm not saying we're doing nothing, but what I'm saying is
I'm not even saying
we're
not
doing as much as we can.
Yeah, what's the definition of good anymore?
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, it's a subjective term, or supposedly subjective term. It's not true.
Yeah.
But I mean, for most people, it is. Well, it's good for me. It's good. It's not good for you. What's still good?
You know, I'm looking forward to a day that you know. By the way, Tim, did you know that unemployment claims it's the lowest it's been in 17 years? How can you have the lowest unemployment claims in 17 years when you still have 90 million people in this country out of work? We just saw a merger. There's only three telecom companies left to service our cell phones, and that little merger is going to cost 20,000 jobs. So exactly where, you know, a fact stated like that, and that's not, I've been waiting with bated breath. I flipped the news channels just to watch what these creatures up to. Nobody has asked the question. Nobody has asked the question. How can we have 17 years of the lowest claims on unemployment when we have 90 million people out of work? Where's Sean Hannity leading up to Donald Trump stating repeatedly, you know, if I had a dollar for every time this guy mentioned it, I could fund this network for the next 60 days. Oh, there's 90 million people out of work, 90 million people. Okay, so Trump has created, what, 1.5 million jobs? Where's the other 89-plus million people? They're non-existent? This whole thing, I am so sick. I am even sick of Fox News, how they sidestep landmines, because it's inconvenient for them. I mean, news is an inconvenient and sometimes testy thing to be involved with. Journalists.
You know, if anybody understood mathematics, you'll understand with a population of 308 million, where nearly a third of the people in this population in this country don't have a job. A third, nearly a third. So you're looking at 33% of people, which I would probably – I'm going to say around 27-28% unemployment in this country right now.
Okay.
And I just saw yesterday, 500 subways closing. 3,700 jobs, 3,700 industries, businesses closing since 2017. That does not equate to 4.1% unemployment. When you keep closing businesses and they're going out of business, Macy's, Kmart, Sears is on its way out. It doesn't equate. You don't have to be rocket science to figure this stuff out, that you're being lied to. 4.1%. This is a ridiculous number, but they can't tell you the
truth.
Toys
R Us is out.
The last 6 or 7 years have been dismal Christmas retail years. Dismal. And they still keep saying that the economy is doing well. It's not. It's flat out, it's not.
Well, and Tim,
I think you're talking about the government economy. I think you're saying that jobless claims for government employees have gone down.
Yeah, because we've done nothing. Jobs. We've done nothing to trim the largest employer on the face of the planet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, Toys R Us they hung on for a lot of years, and if it wouldn't have been, which by the way, I wanted to mention to you, Steve. You know, we can't have that conversation. What you just described, because we'd have to go back to 2008 and ask the question again, what happened in 2008? Yeah. You know, we have...
Housing crisis.
Yeah, housing crisis. Yeah. And nobody was asked any serious questions. Nobody got slapped on the hand and charged and brought into court and convicted for fraud. This was a massive fraud. And nobody, absolutely nobody, has had to pay any penalty. Oh, the banks were fined $1 billion here and $1 billion there. It's like the government's laughing up its sleeve going, yeah, we know exactly what you did, and yeah, we're part of bailing your butts out, but, you know, we're gonna put a little fine on you here and there. It's not really going to hurt you. It'll take a little money out of your pocket, but, you know, this is how the game is played. We cover for you. You got to cough up some bucks. Tim, I appreciate
you. Okay, so long.
Appreciate your call. Yeah, Toys R Us, it took me a while to figure out that 300 million people, there's birthdays every day. You know, yeah, we have Christmas. Yeah, everybody's on a toy buying binge for that. But 300, this is the only national toy chain that we had. And they, when times were better, economic times were better, you saw Toys R Us stores all over the place.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Wow. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Speaker mode. Okay, then we're off speaker mode. Yeah, you were mentioning Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You know what the one condition, the Japanese said, we only have one condition for us surrendering, and that's really, you know, important to the Shinto religion. You know what that one condition was?
No.
That one condition was that in the Shinto religion, their emperor is like a god to them. They wanted assurance that their emperor was not going to be put on trial,
right.
That he wasn't going to be imprisoned or executed or publicly embarrassed.
Right.
And after they tried out their brand new toys at the expense of the Christian communities in Japan, you know, there were Christian communities that happened to be in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, according to Tex Mars. And this is the one place where they all gathered. But the thing is that after they tried out the toys, he says, oh, well, I'll tell you what, you unconditionally surrender, and we'll let the emperor remain in a ceremonial position.
That was Hirohito.
Sorry?
That was Hirohito.
The emperor, it was one of those, like, oh, now that you killed hundreds of thousands of civilians, now you'll allow us, the emperor, to save face by, you know, saying, okay, we'll blame these other guys that were his bad advisors. And it had nothing to do with that traitor FDR doing everything he could to provoke the Japanese, just like he tried to provoke the Germans, and they didn't fall for it.
Well, and Mark, what, you know, the deals that are made by this government, what was the deal that was made with Gaddafi? He followed the deal. He disarmed. He got rid of most of his armaments and most of everything, and they said, if you do that, you know, we're going to leave you alone. No, the only thing that...
Yeah, and then he came out with a gold-backed monetary system like our founders, or he was working on it. He's getting close to unveiling it.
Yeah.
And the one thing the plutocracy can't handle is competition.
Well, and this way you make a deal with them and they start disarming. What kind of resistance can they put up when you want to go in there and smash them? Wow.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that the problem with the population is that when people are polarized either left or right, the problem is they blame the other side, but they don't see that their puppets are just as culpable as the other guy's puppets, but they both have the same masters, the money masters. And that's why I try to explain to people that the outward trappings of a representative form of government is not a republic when the government behaves as though it's above the law. So, you know, they call it national security, and I call it Nazi anal security. A friend of mine shot me a text, and they said that the NSA has reviewed and approved this text message, and I was writing a response to him that said, no such agency has deemed your ability to think for yourself and see the obvious as a threat. I was going to write Nazi-AL security, and the spell checker kicked in and said Nazi anal. It's not the end of security. How dare you say that these criminal elements should be held accountable?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that people need to understand. Not anal security and national security are complete opposites. And it is the impunity of these criminal elements, including these phonies who call themselves Jews. And I'm like, look, when I agree with the king of the Jews, the two Greek words, kai ook, in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 means, no, they're not Jews. And so, look, I agree with the king of the Jews that there are these phonies that have sold people a false narrative. And the problem is that if people operate under false knowledge, that's the first thing about a real republic is people have to be informed. And when people think that, oh, well, I can vote for this carpetbagger or that carpetbagger, and it's like, yeah, but neither one of them are addressing the real issue, right? They're not addressing the fact that criminals have long ago taken over our government, illegitimately changed our constitution, sold us their false history, just like the protocol described, and then they tell us, but we're the good guys because of this false narrative. But people need to register a false narrative does not make us good, right? And it doesn't make the target of the slander campaign especially evil.
You talk about the nuclear bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You do realize that the second bomb wasn't even necessary, even though it was illegally dropped on a city. It wasn't necessary because the Japanese were about ready to give up, to surrender. That was nothing more than a shock and awe to the rest of the world. Don't mess. I'm going to use the word mess with the United States. That's all that was. It was a shock and awe. We saw that during the Gulf War, and the media just sucked that all up. Look at this. It's like fireworks. It's like the 4th of July. Check this out. The shock and awe is what that was.
You know, never is a word spoken about the patriotism of the Japanese. You know, if they were willing to die to the man, nobody ever talks about that. and fighting in the face of inevitability, of the inevitable defeat, but you would still be willing to give your life? Yeah. Wow.
And nobody talks about the internment camps of our own citizens.
The American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
There is a controversial anti-Semitism proposal likely to pass after sneaking into the South Carolina budget. This is one of these stories, you read the damn thing, you have to read it again, then read it again and go, huh? South Carolina free speech advocates are concerned over a proposal to ban criticism of policies of Israel's government. Under the pretense of opposing anti-Semitism, the proposed proviso as defined by the U.S. State Department prohibits blaming Israel for political tensions. To justify this rule, the article mentions that there were bomb threats against Jewish community centers across the country last year, but it neglected to mention the fact that these threats were made by Michael Kadar, a 19-year-old Jewish man, who was arrested in Israel for doing it. Now, this controversial proposal that aims to curb anti-Semitism on college campuses, but has drawn the ire of free speech advocates, will likely become law. This is the state that Lindsey Graham's from, right? The proposal proviso slipped into the Senate budget. that is only effective for 1 year would require South Carolina's public universities to take into account set criteria in determining whether a given act met the State Department's 2010 definition for anti-Semitism. Wow. The proviso likely will encounter little resistance in the House, where last year a similar bill passed overwhelmingly and already has the support of Governor Henry McMaster. Now, proponents say it gives universities tools to investigate and define anti-Semitism. When the bill was introduced last year, Jewish community centers throughout the country, including one in Columbia, had received bomb threats. So, it was like the church burn, the burning of black churches here in this country. Well, the more you investigate it, the more you found out that there were black preachers burning down their own churches for insurance money.
That happened on college campuses, quite a bit of vandalism and headstones turning over in Jewish cemeteries. Yeah. We found out that a lot of that was carried out by Jewish people that were just wanting to, it's a false flag, basically, pointing blame to somebody else.
It's like Jewish synagogues when they're defaced. Yeah. You know, I traveled this country and I pretty much got to know all the groups that were active doing whatever. And to the man, I have never discovered somebody that took pride in the claim that they're defacing Jewish synagogues.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think about that. Why would you feed the beast? Leave it alone.
Yeah.
By the way, a listener thinks you're not aware that once you're off unemployment checks, you're not counted as unemployed. How long have you listened to this show? Not real long. Mike, quit putting words in my mouth. My board op told that caller that, yeah, he's fully aware of that, and then they hung up right away. Yeah, I am aware of that. Yeah, we used to talk about the U3 and the U6 and all that stuff. Yeah. Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Thanks. I was at an art sale by Jews over here, and they told me about how bad it was over there. I can't afford to come over here and bring all the stuff. They said, well, we ship it. We don't try to bring it. But I bought a wall hanging that said, the angels of the Lord encampeth about those that fear him. And we don't have any fear of God in this country. And Jews get to where they don't have any fear of God. So it's not, we can point at the finger at them, but we got four more pointing back at us.
Well, you know,
God takes care of his own, and he has, if you read the Bible, you'll see what things have happened to Israel and even what's going to happen now. But I don't want to get on the wrong side of God, so I have that much fear. And we need leaders that get on their knees. And, you know, the Jews haven't yet converted to Jesus.
Well, wait a minute, Pat. I think one of the callers previously might have alluded to them being blackmailed. So maybe our politicians are on their knees for the wrong reasons.
Well, 40 people, did 40 Republicans, are they going to quit? I think I would quit too. You get up there and you do everything you know to do, and everybody says, throw all the rascals out. I mean, is that real intelligent thinking? Why don't we put the good guys up and say, hey, why aren't you? You know that Cruz is really Trump's leader in a way. On 6/6/17, Cruz said, we're not going to have foreign enemies tell us what our foreign policy is.
Why? They're the ones dying at the hands of our foreign policy, and they have no input. They don't even get to whimper as they die.
You know, missionaries have been almost over the whole world. And when it says, The angels encamp about those that fear the Lord. That's individuals, too. And I know that there are people who are martyrs in the wrong place, wrong time, like 9/11. But my friend is a prophetess. She said she saw a night before a guy under a desk, and he's saying, God, what have I done wrong? I've served you all my life, and I can't even get a cup of coffee. And he didn't talk to the guy. Yeah. He turned around and talked to her, and he said, because he served me all his life, I'm taking him home. And there's scriptures in the Bible that he's going to take people out so they won't have to see what's coming on earth.
All right, Pat. I got to run. Thank you. Thank you for your input. We got a break. Okay. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Heard the old saying, Mike, you can't be in two places at the same time. We had an extra long bump in because Mikey was in another room. He was in the water closet.
Oh, the loo.
Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank. Hello, Frank.
Oh, there I am. I heard the little thing. Hey, I heard a report here locally a couple of weeks ago that eviction notices are at a 10-year high. So that would take us back to, what, 2008. I don't think a whole lot of the Trump people are going to be talking about that. The reason, by the way, that the Japanese were willing to fight to the last man is because pretty much the policy was take no prisoners in the Pacific. So it wasn't really their choice. They just knew there wasn't any point in surrendering. Deanna has had a guest on, and I've heard him elsewhere, who's written a book about that. That was we were very brutal against the Japanese, including we we raped millions of their women after the war, just like we did in Germany. Okay, so a lot of this, these false premises we're still talking about. If you ever hear people talking about, you know, a revisionist or closer look at what really went on during these wars, people should always take advantage of that. And as far as the blackmail, unless you're talking about the Samson option, which I suspect that Israel has nukes within this country in case we ever decide to go against them, they'll just start blowing up American cities. But it's not just blackmail. They decide what politicians get the favorable or unfavorable coverage or no coverage at all.
He's right.
They can 100%. Destroy someone fairly quickly, and they're still at it with Trump.
You mean how would, as an example, Frank, how Ron Paul was treated by the press? Not so much the first time around, because most of the people went, down here in Texas, half the people went, who's Ron Paul? I mean, Texans didn't even know who this guy was. But
I think Ron Paul could have gotten a lot more traction if the media had just even not pretended that he didn't exist for so long.
Yeah. I agree. Hey, Frank, I got a question for you. Every candidate must first go to Israel, get approval to get their blessing to become a president. And we know Donald Trump did that. You still believe Israel's behind Donald Trump and supportive of him?
Well, we only have one political party in America, AIPAC. I'll be honest with you. That's above my pay grade. I haven't been able to figure it out. I'm off the Trump train myself. I don't talk about it very much because, I mean, I don't know what's going on. But obviously, they've got some stuff on him that he doesn't want to come out. I saw him on TV one night, totally just bold-faced denying this thing with this porn star, Stormy Daniels. Why didn't he just come clean and admit it right from the very beginning? Yeah, I'm a dirtbag. I've done a lot of bad things. I'm not proud of. I'm surprised any woman would marry me. I'm surprised my wife stays with me. I'm a dirtbag. But see, the only reason I voted for Donald Trump is no one was able to convince me that he hated America and was willing to totally sell America out. The verdict for me is still out on that. Maybe I was wrong. But Israel owns America. We're a colony of Israel.
Yep, you're right. 100%.
All right, Frank, thanks for your call. By the way, Steve?
Yeah.
I received a package here from you last week.
Yeah. Did you read the note yet?
Yeah.
I sent one to Ron, too.
And can we stop with the spinners? Can we?
This is a cool one, though. Look at it. The note, 2.5 cents. If you want an honest money system, you have to start with the penny first, John. 2.5 cents one penny.
These are fake pennies. They're not real pennies.
Okay. It was the thought, though.
Okay, gosh. Okay. You know, did you actually pay good money for this?
Oh, that was like $50, that thing.
What?
Expensive. Yeah, that was really, that was one of my best ones. No, I didn't pay that much.
Just, next time you get the itch to send me a spinner, just stick the money in the envelope instead and send it to us.
Actually, that's a pretty cool, that's better than the last one I gave you.
Well, the other one works better.
Oh, I figured at the same time we'd be talking about the money issue, we'll all be spinning our little penny spinners at the same time, talking about we need an honest money system.
Okay. It's got its own, folks, you should see this thing. It's got its own little round windowed, the top here, this little metal container. Yeah, I would say it's about, 3.5, maybe 4 inches across. It's got a nice little lid to it, a little see-through panel. Yeah. And it's got this little spongy stuff that this is like a presentation case. And I opened it, and I about fell on the floor. I go, God, he's sending me another spinner. My God.
Yeah, but it was the note I put with the spinner I thought was hilarious. It was because it's true. Ron and I were talking about an honest money system, so can't we just start with the penny? How we're spending 2.5 cents to produce one penny, we could start there, and that's what I got the idea with the penny spinner.
Well, wait a minute. 2.5 cents to make a cent that's made out of copper wash zinc?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Donald Trump can find a better deal than that. I think he can have China do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, gentlemen. John, you hear me, John?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, John, first off, this guy Soros, we know who he is, and the Koch brothers, they want to invade this country with all these illegals, and they just had some on Tucker Carlson that every one of those Hispanic women are going to have five children. They breed at geometric rates compared to arithmetic rates for American women. That's a disaster in itself, and that's the Koch brothers. I would want to know, are they Jewish, the Koch brothers?
I have no idea.
And another thing is, John, you want to talk about the synagogues here in South Florida. About 4 years ago, they caught these two young Jews that were spray painting all these symbols off, Nazi signs all over the synagogues, and they found out they're Jews, so they shut it off the next day. You didn't hear about it. If it would have been the other way around, it had been on the news for a couple of weeks. That's just how they roll. But getting back to the immigration invasion, and by the way, before I bring that up, I want to talk about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's convicted. Now what's going to happen with this Harvey Weinstein and Wiener and all these other filthy pigs out in Hollywood? The filth that they do in Hollywood. What's going to happen with Weinstein? Is he going to be guilty, or are they going to let him off? Is he going to be innocent? And he said, "They're going to forgive me in Hollywood."
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the forgiveness factor, but I think he's pretty much Hollywood. Pretty much has thrown him under the bus, and he won't be there feeding at the trough, making money, doing movies.
Yeah,
I think they may consider that to be enough punishment.
You know, I didn't see the evidence, but I can't imagine him, implicating himself that he did all these things Bill Cosby said he did. I mean, women want to sleep with politicians and rock stars and
celebrities
whatever. Yeah, celebrities. That's a common thing. Basketball players. I mean, that's what they get the most women. So I have a hard time believing that Bill Cosby had to drug any woman to get her up in the sack. I just can't believe that. But the thing I'm bothered about is accusations and allegations is now conclusive proof. You can say something 30 years ago, he did this to me, and they take it and run with it as proof. And where's your proof? Well, I said it. Now that's an accusation and allegation. Show me the actual proof that he did this, and they can't. So you get convicted on accusations and allegations, which is going to put a big damper on that office party. You know, dating girls in your office, you can just forget about that now. But I'm concerned, John, if accusations and allegations is now conclusive proof, we are all in trouble. John, you're in trouble. I'm in trouble. Tom, you're in trouble, John, down there in Florida. You're in trouble too.
Yeah, listen, John. I think Bill Cosby had a drug himself. That thing was so ugly. I think Bill Cosby must have been on drugs. He didn't drug that thing. He drugged himself. So that was pretty rank to have something like that. I mean, I can understand if you went to the Mustang Ranch and had a 21-year-old or something.
I once heard Gene Rayburn say that he was being solicited all the time, and that was the guy that used to do the match game. Yep. And Gene Rayburn was not exactly an attractive man. So, Tom, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, John, I got to say one more thing, John.
No, Tom, time up.
Okay.
Save it. All right.
Okay.
Roxanne in Texas.
Save it for tomorrow, Tom.
I very rarely get the last word with Tom. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Good evening, y'all. Boy, hey. this is loaded. We're going to go back. Have you ever watched, and I've mentioned it, about George Webb? He's been doing this thing about Iran getting nuclear, for a year and a half.
You've been around George Bush too long. That's how he used to pronounce nuclear.
Has anybody heard of the NNSA?
No.
That's called the National Nuclear Security Administration. They're down in D.C., and now we can pull all the players together. Since 2009, we got Obozo, Clinton, Mueller, Holder, the Iwans, all the usual suspects. But the universities with the centrifuges, let's just start with two, because there's 20 of them. But Lawrence Livermore, they got that star reactor, and I think it's called Argonne over in Idaho, okay? And what they do is they take the uranium and they make the yellow cake, right? So then... And he names all the scientists, he names the shipping ports, the containers, which were McCabe, Mueller, and Comey, and they used diplomatic containers to get the stuff over to Iran. Okay, that's how they do it. And now we know the SES has their own airlines, which David Hawkins calls Con Air, with Marcy, what's her name, but in charge of all that.
Captor?
Marcy. It's Field McConnell's sister.
Okay. All right. Don't know who that is.
I can't think of it right now.
That's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, but and he gives the islands, like, we're over in the UAE, in Haiti, in, Lagos. All the places they ship this stuff to, but it all goes back to the UAE, and then it goes over to Iran's ports. And it's on this island, I think it's called Q-U-E-S. I'm not sure of that right now. But this the game is Israel's involved, U.S., Europe, Iran. And what it does, it makes it look like, well, Iran got caught with their pants down because Bibi Netanyahu is out there saying, well, we got all these, I don't know, discs or whatever they've got. But what it is for them to use their weapons against each other, which ultimately destroys the economy, the integrity of everybody. But don't forget, the Queen of England is a German. So this is coming out of Germany. We did not, and this is really hard for a lot of, especially your listeners, but we never won in 1776, because by 1802, we were gone. And it's a hard pill to swallow, but I know that there's a coin. And if you just give me the head side, I say, whoa, what's on the other side? Is that another head, or is there a tail? And it's a lot of tall tales. And I thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Did you get the essence of that?
Yeah, some of it. And I'm also trying to figure out what Tom asked about if the Koch brothers were Jewish. I'm trying to figure this out myself. I think they are, but I am just, sorry, researching a little bit here at the same time. I talk to Roxanne a lot.
Okay.
Roxanne and I go back and forth on emails all the time. Most of the time, she's pretty much on it. She sent me some good stuff lately.
Okay. But. All right. I got lost there, and I was trying to play catch-up, and I totally got lost. By the way, more ripoffs. You're going to love this one. The United States gave its client states hundreds of million dollars for anti-terrorism. Then crooked UK military contractors ripped it all off. I'm sure if she's still listening, she'll enjoy this one. Defense Secretary James Mattis has announced a criminal investigation of the misuse of $458 million, almost $500 million, that the U.S. government gave to Iraq and Afghanistan to build out mass-scale domestic surveillance apparatus and other anti-terrorism capabilities. An audit by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction found that since 2007, New Century Consulting, really close to Project for a New American Century, New Century Consulting had taken most of that money without any indication that it had performed any of the work for which it had been paid. Instead, the top execs gave their wives their do-nothing jobs. The CEO and the COO's wives pulled down salaries averaging $190,000 a year, and they had no official duties. Purchased fleets of Bentleys, Porsches, Aston Martins for their personal use, and expensed them to the Pentagon. NCC also paid out fortunes to subcontractors who billed for dubious expenses. These subcontractors were fly-by-nighters that have since gone bankrupt and disappeared with the money. Now, the NCC says it did nothing wrong. The Senate investigation also found that the initial BAA award was based almost entirely on sales pitch NCC began delivering to Pentagon officials in 2006. And that there was no evidence that the DOD had ever evaluated any competing proposals. We hear about no-bid contracts. How about giving contracts to people that don't do nothing? Where's my check? I'm part of this. Where's my Bentley? Where's my Corvette? Clearly, somebody over there said, "Hey, we can use this. So we can get you. We can get you the money." These guys are burrowed in the Pentagon. I've seen this before. Somebody builds a relationship, and before you know it, hundreds of millions of dollars are flying around. And frankly, nobody's paying close enough attention. Somebody's head's got a roll on this, and I need a list of people that are going to be held accountable for this happening. NCC, which is headquartered, by the way, on the self-governing island of Guernsey in the English Channel, did not respond to an emailed request for comment. Gee, I wonder why. A company official later directed Federal News Radio to an 8-page letter it posted on its website on Friday. The letter, originally sent to McCaskill in August of 2017, disputed the premises of some of the questions her office had posed during the initial stages of the Senate probe. A number of the points concerned made in your letter are factually inaccurate and incorrect, albeit this is partly stems from the inaccuracies within the DCAA audit report itself. Wow, where'd that come from? That scared Mike jump when that happened. It scared me more than it scared him. I thought Steve was performing for us. Let's take the break. Last segment coming up. Ken, hang on. I'll take your call. We'll make it the last one of the day on this edition of the National Intel Report. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We are back. Last segment of the National Intel Report. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, and those tourists are coming up here from Honduras. They're doing good in Mexico, and they got a sign down there, and the problem's over.
Is this in reference to them climbing the wall but not jumping over the wall?
I'm gone.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened to those National Guard, John?
They've been neutered. They really can't make any arrest.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I'm all for putting out the we did a better job when there was just volunteers out there on the border.
You know, we did. We actually did. You're right.
And, you know, they would have radio contact with the INS, and the INS boys would roll up and haul them off. But here's the problem. They were now inside the United States. Now everybody's applying for asylum.
Yeah. Good excuse. Everybody can use that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, John, I was going to mention to you that we're talking about Iran and what Israel, you know, basically putting Iran on the map for a war, a future war. Of course, Israel doing the – actually, we'll fight the war for them. Is that I realized that Iran left the dollar,
Steve?
And has embraced the euro.
Hang on 1 second. I'm hearing a delayed broadcast in the background.
How's that now? Better?
That's better. Okay.
Got it. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry. Iran left the dollar. They ditched the dollar and they've gone to the euro. So, you know, every time somebody leaves our currency, central bankers say, well, that's – we can't have that. So – now, that's what everybody does, you know, and so look for that to happen. I don't know.
Well, you know, if you want to take a look at what we've accomplished in the Middle East, it's very simple. We've made a hell of a lot of people rich. And from what I'm seeing right now, this U.S. war on terror, which we created, literally created, has cost $5 trillion. We've been hard at it for almost 17 years. And has increased terrorism by 6,500%. So if we battle them another 17 years, are we going to have 13,000% increase? More money spent? More lives lost? Has it occurred to anybody to take a different tact? But again, we got to go back, Steve, to the Project for a New American Century. Right. And the people that rolled out this grand plan, and they have not deviated.
Mm-hmm. They haven't.
And
no, they haven't. They're following their blueprint all the way. They haven't even. And it's funny is that they don't even try to hide the fact, John. They don't even try to hide the fact that the Project for New American Century document, the Wolfowitz Doctrine, is out there, and we read it and we say, "Well, look what's happening now," and we act like we're surprised. It's crazy.
Well, and you know this report released by Dr. Netta Crawford. She's a professor of political science at Brown University. And the spending of the United States Department of Defense, the state itself, Homeland Security, Veterans Affairs, since 9/11, close to $5 trillion. Before we have a chance to ask how a country that has racked up over $19.3 trillion in debt can spend $5 trillion on a war. The focus of the article that she wrote, what has all the spending achieved? And again, it's the narrative. It's not being challenged. Ever.
No. There's a lot of hands in the till, John. A lot of people getting paid and rich off this.
Well, and I'm tired of seeing these pseudo-conservatives claiming that the war on terror must continue. Yeah. You know, I'm tired of it. I'm threadbare here. I'm worn out.
Well, we're going down that same road as Russia did. Remember how they didn't take care of their infrastructure down the road.
Yeah. Steve, thanks. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, John.
What do you want to make a bet that it's not going to be 30 days? It'll be probably next Monday.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah. I can't wait to see that eagle on his chest. You?
To cover up a scar.
Make America great again. I can't wait.
All right. Hey, Steve.
We'll put it on the website when you get the picture.
Steve, thanks.
Talk to you later.
Thank you all for being here. Be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.